would just want to remember what a sort of incredibly trying and kind of endlessly, like, I feel like if there were one, the one word would always just be frustration. Like, it's just been this constant feeling of frustration and lack of satisfaction. And at the same time, I would want to remember how resilient and determined we have been as educators to put our students first, even, you know, sometimes at a great cost of our own well-being, which is not always the healthiest choice, but it is absolutely the way our brains work. I am really impressed and sometimes frustrated again by the fact that we just always think about our kids, like our biological children as well, but also our students. We're just always thinking, well, how is that going to work for so-and-so? So-and-so lives in this situation and has this going on. And what about that? And we do it all the time. It is our default. And I just think it's important to remember that not for one second did we allow ourselves to, you know, think that their education was any less important because we were in a pandemic. And I feel really proud of how hard we have worked, even if it's imperfect, which it is. And, you know, despite the fact that I think, you know, the political environment around us didn't support us and didn't really give us any clear, if anything, we just received endless misinformation and confusing directives and just such a lack of clarity. But I feel so proud of how we just went forward and said, kids come first. What are we going to do? What are we doing tomorrow? And I think that's important to remember. And I think that's an important thing to remember in any crisis, you know, one foot in front of the other and remember who you're trying to serve. It's not about anything other than that. So I guess that's something I hope I'll remember when this is all over. And I hope when it's all over, we can also just have that collective sigh, because I do feel like I've been running a marathon and I would love to, you know, sit down.